And then how many years are you going to go on looking nice, cosplaying title challenges?
That's a cosplay.
Cosplaying
title challenges. How many years are you going to do it, son?
Cool, sweet. So what does your future look like?
Oh, no.
You don't know.
Dread, blondes, hangs with Metro Boomin.
Chill out,
why
bro.
Should my energy be chill out? You lot of shit. Deal with it.
You don't need to win. Wow. You don't need to win.
Hey, do you know what kills me about Arsenal? At least. Arsenal are good, and there's no evidence.
Well, boys, before we get into today's episode, we are going to have to talk about NordVPN. Filthy does not happen without NordVPN. It is the most important thing you will have installed on any of your devices. It is especially important for football fans.
I'm going to need it this weekend because I'm away.
You're going to be in Marbella, and there are 4 p.m. kickoffs Sunday. Every one of the games is going to be played at the same time. They can't all be televised. You're going to have to get access to your services abroad, so you're going to need to mask your VPN.
Also, we've got big fight this weekend.
Oh no.
Big fight.
We are going to need NordVPN.
NordVPN is going to help you get to Fury versus Usyk, and it's going to do it in the safest possible way. With one click, you are safer online. It's protecting you from malware. It's protecting you from shady pop-ups. It's protecting you by scanning the dark web for your details. It's the fastest VPN on the planet, and we have got a special offer. We're going to be saving you money by giving you 4 months extra free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And all you need to do to get that is go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas, or if you're on the nordvpn.com website looking around trying to figure out how all of their services apply to you, then you just use the coupon code FILTHYFELLAS. It's a massive saving of 4 months with the 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN is the most important thing you will have on any one of your devices, and we are bringing you the best offer on the internet. NordVPN.com/FILTHYFELLAS.
NordVPN.
Hey, do you know who's back though?
Who's back?
Gunner.
No. Oh, the album's wavy.
Hey. He's not joking around no more.
The album's wavy still.
He did not snitch.
Because of the music.
Would he be the most famous snitch today?
Definitely not.
Who's the biggest snitch?
6ix9ine still.
Yeah. Massive. Gunner's
massive.
Gunner's got more gang for him than 6ix9ine.
Alpha Mega, he was with T.I. Massive guy. He had a couple bangers.
Remember him?
He fell off the face of the planet after signing a big deal because it turned out he had paperwork.
Is it? But didn't Curtis technically have paperwork? No one wants to say it though.
Oh, brother.
Who?
50.
Nah, what? That was nonsense.
That's my guy as well, but according to Murder Inc.
Murder Inc. What, them nerds?
They said though, they brought the paperwork forward. See, bro, it's a popularity contest.
You can't do that around Mark.
It's a popularity contest.
No. There's no paperwork on. There's no paperwork on Curtis Jackson.
They have the paperwork. He says it's fake. It's so it's just a.
Yeah, he says it's fake.
It's about who you believe.
When was that? In early 2000s. To fabricate, to get the sheet, to get the papers, then that's quite creative.
We're just talking to Mitch, by the way, you know.
Like Mitch is here.
There's some people you shouldn't believe, though, just off the rip.
The game.
You shouldn't believe the game.
Rick Ross,
you shouldn't believe Rick Ross. Mm. You're just talking about rappers right now, but there's people you shouldn't believe.
Oh, okay, I thought we were just talking about rappers. If we're talking about people, it's going to be a long show.
Yeah, it's a long
hey, what show. Football pundit shouldn't you believe?
Football pundits?
Any, yeah, when they speak.
Richard Key.
Why Richard Key?
Because he come across like poet, like such a nice guy.
Really is a piece of
shit. You know what I mean? Trust me, bro.
Who's Richard Keys?
So how the Richard Keys we grew up with.
That's my guy.
Cool.
He's a bad guy, you know.
No. By the way, I like pieces of by the way.
Oh my gosh, we know that.
Yeah, no, we know that. Yeah. Freaky ass you a 69 guy.
So why is he not? He doesn't make success look good. He looks miserable on the timeline.
Who?
On Twitter. I mean, Rich Keys.
He's got Twitter. I had to follow him.
Because he wants to come home.
He wants to come home.
He wants to come home, man. He's like Floyd, isn't it?
That whole generation of Sky people, Phil Thompson, Matt Letissier, like Paul Mercer's the only one that survived.
Phil Thompson's all right. He had health conditions. Phil's a nice guy.
That was definitely a misstep. Genetic Soccer Saturday was quality. They got rid of Thompson.
People
Charlie
weren't
Nicholas.
Watching it though, man.
Yes, people. I'm people.
I'm people as well.
All right. I watched it.
People who pay for Sky weren't watching it.
Oh, I was paying those times.
No, they changed last year.
Oh.
Mark Lawrence. Have you seen Mark Lawrence's interview?
Yeah, Mark Lawrence.
He's not having it, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not black or a lady,
so that's why I'm not on TV. Oh yeah, I remember when he said that. That was crazy.
That's crazy, because that's like the least.
The least what?
That's what you're least likely gonna be get on TV being. Facts. I'm like, reverse racism. I've never seen that before. Like he said that. Like,
oh, that's big these days. Yeah.
There's a big audience for that one.
Reverse racism is in. It's in.
That's crazy.
All races are welcome in my house as well, not just white men. No.
What?
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 Yo.
No, that is the clip. No. That's the clip.
Yo. Oh, no.
What on earth was that?
Don't clip it.
It's too late. They got it. They got a clean take, bro.
Hey, that's so cool. You just got sent off first 5 minutes. This is
what
bad.
What was that?
No, I meant what? All races are welcome.
What?
Not just white people.
What was that? What the hell was
whatever
that?
Whatever you say, Steve-O. Whatever you say.
You know what I meant. Don't do that.
Steve-O, man.
Your whip for eyes. Allow it.
Well, you're obsessed with his eyes this
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I'll back your point. They are far apart. There's like a massive gap.
Baby Rain there.
Oh, you're starting. Oh. A man called me Baby Rain there.
All right, boys. Don't know if you know this, but this weekend is the last weekend of Premier League fixtures this season. That represents 9 complete Filthy Fellas seasons.
Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm. And as of this summer, we enter our 10th Filthy Fellas season.
Testimonial.
Now, I don't know if you lot remember this, because the only people that were there day one were me and Poet. But there was a star for 4 or 5 years that
Triple H.
Carried Filthy Fellas.
Triple H.
The reason people the main would heel. Talk about Filthy was because something that one guy would say.
The main
there
heel.
Were two. There was Leon.
Oh, Leon's crazy.
The crowd favorite. But then there was the guy that would get the people going.
The main heel.
And he's just announced a new radio show on Kiss Fresh.
Monday to Friday.
Obviously, he's the host of Kit Game.
Yes.
Obviously, he's got new formats on his own channel right now with Bobby Altintoff. Is that how you pronounce it?
Altoff, yeah.
Altoff, okay.
Close, though. He was close.
You said Hatton Altintoff.
And he beefs loons online over Drake and Kendrick.
Drake and Kendrick.
That weren't beef. You call that beef?
I'm just saying.
Maybe it was beef or loons.
If they're giving you your flowers, I'm giving you, we're just.
I'll take it. That's an accolade. Beef and loons on Twitter. Okay, I'll take that.
Welcome back, because he's always welcome here. Craig Mitch.
My guys, come on, man. Feels good come to on. Be home.
Come on.
Come on, it's been a while.
Craig, first question.
OG, go on.
Which Ian do you think is more famous, Bill or Wright?
Wow.
That's a good question.
Mm. That is random. What the hell?
Yeah, my card says Ian here, so.
Oh.
Are you ran with that after that?
I'm going to go Bill.
Yeah, because Bill was on there from when he went to school.
Not just that, the meme of him crying has gone global.
Ian Wright's meme of when he sees his old teachers global.
Well, he's an Arsenal man, so I'm saying Ian Bill.
There you go.
Right from the start. This is me.
That was my real reason.
Why have you got these cards?
I saw them downstairs and I thought, we're on filth. We never use these cards.
So you started doing calligraphy on them.
No, this is someone else.
That's a good stuff. Word.
Wait, what does that
I
mean?
I don't know if it's accurate, but it's a good
it's
word.
Right, it's a writing style.
That is Egyptian writing, isn't it?
Egyptian. Hieroglyphics.
Oh, no.
That's word of the day.
Wait. What's
no,
going
guys,
on?
Guys.
What's happened?
Calligraphy is Egyptian writing.
Is that what he said?
Is that what it is? I never said the word. He said it.
Oh, he said it.
He said it. I didn't say it.
Did anyone see the Northern Lights the other day?
I missed it, you know.
Apparently, it's not in North London.
Yeah, can you see it from here?
Yeah, can you see it from everywhere?
Could you go on Ali Pali and see it?
No, it was in Sark.
Just it was like once in a century or something.
You can't see the Northern Lights in North London.
Was they around this morning?
Because I saw girls in other countries talking about it.
Yeah, it's
Northern Lights everywhere, bro.
It was just outside.
It's the world, isn't
what
it?
What do you mean? Hold on. Like, so I missed it. I definitely missed it. But did it look like what it would look like if you went there?
Yeah.
If you get colours, to a flat bit of land, you'll see it because the earth.
Didn't you see
it
on people's Instagram the next day?
Nope, Steve-O, can you repeat, please? What's it, Dan? Would you say
if you get to, Craig said, if you get to a flat piece of. then because the earth.
I'm not a flat earther.
Marx is.
I'm not a flat earther. Are you a flat earther?
Nah.
Yeah, he is.
I don't judge. I don't judge flat earthers.
No, that's that question everything. I don't think it's flat, but I'm saying, how do we know?
My dad's a flat earther. Is it?
Satellites and the pictures.
He is.
But like flat or like dome?
Yeah, just yeah, flat.
But what, like for what? 3D. You know what I'm saying? Like what does it do? Like being a flat earther?
They say that means that you're a bit weird.
They think we're in a they think we're in a
in a dome.
A dome. A
glass
dome.
I just said that and you said no.
No, I never.
No, I literally just said.
You said flat or dome.
Yeah.
But dome kind of suggests.
So they think it's just flat and the dome, That's the dome's like the glass.
Oh, like the Simpsons, like the Simpsons film.
Oh. That's a lot of glass.
That is a lot of glass.
That's a lot of glass. Is it glass though? Because it might be the ozone layer.
Right, go on. Go on, break that one down.
Yeah, nah, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the game back.
Because when you was younger and you used to burn plastic, yeah, they say you're going to put a hole in the ozone layer.
Ozone.
The hose. Freaky ass.
Yes, 69 God. He's a 69 God. Run for your life.
The ozone layer.
I'm so dumb, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
No, because I was thinking, why has he got a CM Punk ring on?
But it's, <you're an idiot. laughs>
But it's Craig Mitch, isn't it? On my life. Because you know that the man them like wrestling, I was thinking, CM Punk.
CM Punk was awful in UFC.
Now, he's straight edge, though.
Straight edge superstar, yeah.
What does that mean?
No drugs, no drink.
Yeah, he doesn't touch any
straight edge
performance enhancing anything.
That's weird.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Don't especially for a wrestler.
Yeah.
Especially for a wrestler.
That's weird. That in fact, I'm more concerned. 100%. What do you mean? You could do all of that. Zoba. This guy is sick.
Yeah, he's a madman.
Done. My card says AJ Tracy.
Yeah.
He's from Grove. You're from Grove.
Yeah.
What does the AJ stand for in AJ Tracy?
Ooh.
I don't know, man. I taught him to play football, though, I'm pretty sure.
Serious? Oh, speaking of Dan playing football, I saw it.
Oh, wait. Before you do that, mate, the questions you're asking
they're
are
not
amazing.
Questions. I can see it.
Honestly,
names.
You're just getting a name and you're making unbelievable questions. That is incredible.
That's what I'm here for. Incredible.
His name's Shay.
His name's Shay.
He's a
yeah.
Spurs man. No slander will be tolerated.
1 second. So AJ's not his initials?
No.
So what's it stand for?
Alan Josiah.
What?
Ooh, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm here for rap hip hop.
What does the AJ?
His name Alan then, yeah?
Alan Josiah Tracy.
Alan, ow.
His name's AJ because of his love of Armani.
Oh, is it?
Armani jeans.
So you made that up?
Yeah. Alan, oh my God.
I made everything up. You just big me up for it.
No, I thought his name's Alan.
His name's Shay.
Alan what, did you say?
Alan Josiah.
Oh, you done me, man. I thought that was a good one, man.
You done me, you dude.
You done me.
Yeah, you done me. But boys, I saw Dan play ball. Let's get back to what the show's about.
What was your verdict?
We was at M. Huncho Potter Paper football match where they were the gaffers. He was on the M. Huncho team. Anyway, Dan gets to the game in time for halftime. His team are 4-3 up, but it's a close game.
I heard it was frantic.
I'm not even joking with you, boys. Whistle blows for second half. He scores like 6 in 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
He made the game.
Is he exaggerating?
No, I'm not joking. He made the game not fun anymore.
I ruined it. After around 5 minutes, I said, I've got to come off.
Who was the goalkeeper you were playing against?
The most awkwardest to ever do it.
Go on.
Vujanic.
Is it? It was Vuj in there.
You scored past Vuj. But the thing is,
no one's in goal.
I don't even like to score like that. I prefer to assist, but there were certain times I'm looking at the bottom right corner. And I'm saying, Vuj, just go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to find a pass, something else, but it's just like, I'm hitting the ball almost in frustration. Like, I'm annoyed at the level.
He's scoring and turning away like it's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
I can't believe people let Vuj go in goals still. That's so stupid. No, I've come. It's been 10 years I've been watching this now.
Hey, I got a confession, crazy. By the way. You know I got called up for that game.
Why did you
bold it?
Spurs though, Spurs.
Bro, I ain't played in time. I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Hey, and I've seen you play. He's bad, isn't he?
Put a paper. He got frustrated with his team being 14-3 down.
I changed the game back,
and he just
the crowd. Went
he just
flat.
Went onto the pitch.
Did he score? Any good?
I don't want to joke about Potter Paper.
Potter's got a sense
but
of humour.
Good positions.
He's got a sense of humour.
Life's about balance, man. He's such a good rapper. You can take that.
His body didn't do what he wanted him to do.
He's the boss of your area, so you have to...
Well, he's calling it East London. I'm from Essex.
Okay. So he's not your boss.
He's not my boss. He's not my boss. I'm not under a wage. I'm not under a 3/6 the label wage. Unless he wants to sign my next album.
If Potter puts up the squiller, are you signing?
Them trick questions.
Do you know what I thought? Why is Mark's asking me that?
It's a good deal, man.
It is a good deal, isn't it?
I'll do it. 100%.
On the word of Dan, I'll do it.
Well, boys, I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. His name is Poe.
What's going on, people? I have nothing to report. God bless.
Short and sweet.
Next up on the panel, he's got nothing to report except he's going to sign a new album deal with a rapper from East London, but he doesn't want to say which one, but he also doesn't think they're great at football. His name's Geordie.
It could be Marks. I'm here, man.
Oh, Wayne Rooney.
Next on the panel, he's back from Cardiff. He's been dealing with a lot of boxing. He's got a big weekend planned. His name's Savage Dan.
I've got nothing. You threw me with that.
Next on the panel, he's wearing his Ash Ketchum hat.
Backwards, he named his business. I hate it when he wears it.
I'm showing my fingerless gloves.
Oh, Lord.
He's not talking about Drake anymore. Mm-mm, just not on camera. Off camera, can't stop. His name's Moggs.
Freaky ass. I'm a 69 guard.
Hey.
When's Penn Game quarterfinals?
9th of June. Make sure you get your tickets.
Where?
Wembley Box Park. It's Guy and Dan. The tournament's going to be, well, the quarterfinals are going to be crazy because obviously we've got our 8 best
bringing in the best judges.
Oh, all right, look, you heard it here first. Got Steve Holden, Madman judging.
Come on. Yes. Box office, man.
Come on.
Exclusive.
Come on.
Feels box right, office.
You are all invited, man. Make sure you're there. And obviously, you know what it is. Filthy's favourite Stretford Ender.
Next on the panel, I'd like to hear his certification, his qualifications for judging battle rappers. His name's Stephen Amavin.
Hello. Don't do that.
I didn't think that. As you said, Stephen.
I have produced for some of the UK's best lyricists.
He produced Pow. Facts.
We've heard this 100 times.
I was in the conglomerate that was with Pow.
Conglomerate?
The conglomerate.
Two of us. But yeah, obviously. Been in the studio of all of them. Skepta, Wretch,
let them
Scorcher,
know.
Big Nasty, come produced on. 3 of his albums. Tef, Young Tefs. All of them. Come on, man.
Love that.
Get me.
Well, if any of you watch, just comment.
Yeah. They will. They're people know. People know.
They know.
People
know. They know.
People know. But anyway, big boy Steve-O, man with a gap.
Come on.
King of Snap.
Thanks for that.
Blap, blap.
Blap, blap.
Hey, yes, lads, we're rolling with that. We are rolling with that.
The comeback kid. Yeah, because you lot remember, people used to stop me on the street saying, oh my God, intro, Steve-O, intro. Now look at us.
Oh my God, this table, man. What? Yeah. You two.
You thought this was a coincidence?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Take a bow back.
I'm Filthy in one.
Come on, man.
That's true.
And last but not least, he is a Filthy Hall of Famer. Mount Rushmore, I would say.
Wow.
Mount Rushmore.
I'll take that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You're not on the Mount Rushmore of Filthy, unfortunately.
I don't know. Have you looked through the memories? Because I've got them. Yeah. I've got them.
Mount Rushmore of people that's left.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's only four. Thank you, Moggs. Thank you.
You think Boat's on there?
No, but out of the people,
Boat ain't officially left. He's just got work.
Boat ain't on no mountain, bro. He's on a hill somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Anyway, his name's Craig Mitch, aka Craig X Mitch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it still Craig X Mitch?
It's Craig X Mitch.
Yeah. I've always thought of you as Craig X Mitch.
Yeah. I'm here, man. What's going on, people? Comfort Zone, Nella Rose out now. Cheeky plug. Have to wow.
Is it? You know got Nella Rose, yeah?
Yeah, man. We're here.
When did that come out?
When does this go out?
Wednesday.
Yes, it's out now.
Out now.
It's out now. Yeah, man. The real best looking guy on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, I like that, Mitch.
That's not fair.
That's big.
That's not fair. I don't like that because a lot of people have been sending for Digger D while he's in jail.
Right? And a man's not here to defend himself.
Yeah. I don't agree.
It's the art of war.
Hey, not a lot of people know this, but the X in Craig's name is for
more. Why have you got X in your name?
Huh?
Have you got X in
Craig
your name?
Craig X Mitch, my handle.
Why is it Craig X?
Because someone took Craig. He used to be ASAP. Oh, okay. ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP Mob.
I wish.
Right, I've got Big Zoo on my cards here, boys.
Good guy.
It's important to note that I don't know why these cards are here and why they have these names. Big Zoo's on my card, and I'm gonna ask you lot
your favorite Big Zoo.
I'm gonna pull this card away, and the next name you lot are gonna have to tell me if this guy can do more kickups than Big Zoo.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
all right, come on then.
Big
Again,
Zoo.
What a question? Sorry,
is here. The next name is.
It's Buck. Buck can do more kick-ups, yeah.
Really? Can Buck play football?
Yes. Buck is a baller.
Yes. Really?
That's cold.
Yes.
It's cold.
No, he can Buck play football, cold. But he don't know shit about football. Let me tell you that, mate. Yeah,
What's your problem?
Bruv. He's like my nemesis. He's like, nah, you don't know nothing, bruv. Just waits for me to say something and he pops up.
And he's on you. So is he on you?
I'll type Buck.
I dig a grave for all of them.
You what?
All of them.
How good is that?
Dan's alright.
No, Dan's got know-how.
Alright.
Dan's, I'm too clever.
Dan's got know-how.
Hey, Tigger, before you carry on though, Margs, I got to say, I've been looking at your legs.
Whoa.
No, let him land. Let him land. I want to hear.
Oh, no, it's the angle. It's the angle. They look skinny, but they, no, they're right. They look, no, they're right. No, sorry.
Well, you knew it as well.
But if they were skinny,
be on brand.
Yeah, for real. If they were skinny, what's the problem?
I mean, my name is Margs.
Oh, all right, mate.
He says he's got to do leg day for six
there
months.
There you go.
To play football.
So exactly.
Ask Big G what happened to me last time I was kicking a football. I literally pulled my whole quad off.
Just kicking a ball.
Literally, it's crazy.
Hey, Poet, don't bring me in your old man, bruv. Yeah?
Oh, that he's
I can kick
on
ball
that
still.
Yeah,
I kick ball still.
Yeah.
What, 3-4 years ago?
I don't
ago,
have to bring
that.
You already yeah? there, you old
Shut
man.
Shut up, man. Idiot.
Old man.
What was it?
Idiot. Idiot.
You've
so
had people
old
calling you daddy for 25 years. You're a big man.
All right, can I give you should I tell you a piece of information that's not actually cool?
It's a bad boy piece of information?
It's a bad boy piece of information. It's embarrassing. Remember, like, I've played football, not to like you man's level, but Hackney and Leighton League. You get me? I've got winners medals and stuff. I've played 11 aside. Yeah? It's a fun fact. I have never completed a 90 minutes.
Never.
So you're a keeper?
Ever.
You're a keeper? Are you a keeper?
Are you a goalkeeper? You can wear the fingerless gloves.
So you see you, yeah? And we've had deep convos about this, yeah? I consider him one of my bravest friends.
Facts.
Yeah? Because what he's been through and all the rest of it, he's been looking in the eye of, yeah? I think as a keeper, that's the attributes you need.
Yeah, you have to.
I think you're a keeper.
I think you need reflexes.
I got decent reflexes. Why do people think I got reflexes?
I tried to get you in the team. That's the only space free.
I got winner's medals from my performances.
Margs, I got a question for you. There's a gun to your head. And you need to make a call.
Again?
It's why he's the bravest guy.
How many times?
That's crazy.
The person with the gun to your head says you got two calls to make.
This is funny.
One of two.
One of two calls to make. The most knowledgeable Arsenal fan. Tim's your troops.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you're dead.
We're just drawing people out now. This is crazy.
I'm going with troops, man.
You're going with troops no more than Timsey, yeah?
He moved to America for Arsenal.
Yeah, man. Timsey's friends with, like, Rob Holden and that, though.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, so it's 3 points.
Yeah, that proves my point.
Do you know who Timsey is? Everyone knows who Timsey is, but does that?
I don't know how much they know about Arsenal.
Well, since you wanted to talk about Arsenal, we should probably talk about Manchester United. Because
see what you did there.
The other day there was an anniversary, and it's 2 years since Erik ten Hag was announced as Manchester United's manager.
Ah. What a 2 years it's been.
I want to really talk about it because
the first year was all right.
Okay. He's now managed Manchester United for 682 days, 684 by the time this comes out.
Mark, when you say it was all right, did you like the football he played as well?
He was just working within his means, didn't he? He just wanted to get the job done, get over the line. He got us into Europe. He got us a cup.
Because as a West Ham fan, that's one thing as well. Like, our fans don't like the football Moyes was playing. And I'm like, brother, we're winning and you're going to get someone else in. You're not going to finish higher than we finish. Like, so what are you saying?
Yeah, he wasn't working with the best crop of players. I mean, he sacrificed a lot on the style and that to get the results. But, you know, stats and that, like Dan said, they're like bikinis.
Big bikinis, take them off.
Yeah, 2 years. First year was half decent. Second year was terrible. So then let's see what the third year's saying, isn't it?
Jordy.
Yes, T.
Ten Hag will always be compared to Arteta.
Really?
I think they inherited very similar league positions.
Do you think we did that?
And if it's safe to say, if you look at their CVs, Ten Hag's clearly the better coach.
No, Ten Hag has coached 111 matches for Manchester United and has points per game of 1.89.
Brother.
Arteta's coached 230 for Arsenal, points per game of 2.96.
2.96? That can't be right. He's won pretty much every game.
1.96.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say.
God, I knew you was cooking the books,
2.96
man.
Yeah.
He said cooking the books.
I was thinking, what the hell's Pep got then?
1.96 and 1.89, they're not too dissimilar.
But it's funny how 8th and 2nd is, or we're actually top.
This has been a bad season, yeah? So let's write this one off.
Do you reckon last season, though, was kind of hidden by amazing Rashford performances? Did he kind of
what he done? It wasn't nice, but it seemed like it was done out of necessity, and it got results, innit? So you're, at the end of the day, when the dust settled, you'll take it. We won something last year. You didn't.
I hear you, man. How are you feeling today? Well, don't worry, so I'll talk this year. You're not feeling good. And last year we finished better than you anyway. Much better than you last year.
Yeah, but if you don't win the league and we win the FA Cup, then it's still the same. It's still the same situation.
The same thing.
And then how many years are you going to go on looking nice, cosplaying title challenges?
That's a cosplay.
Cosplaying title challenges. How many years are you going to do it, son?
Cool, sweet. So what does your future look like?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Dread, blondes, hangs with Metro Boomin.
Well, what does yours look like?
That's your future.
That's your future. Metro Boomin. Cool. You don't sound too happy. Our future looks good, man. I'm happy to be. I reckon I'm a more happy Arsenal fan than you lot are Man United fans.
Only now, mate. Only now.
I didn't.
You've
say,
had 20 years of terror, right, mate?
All right, West Ham. Because we stole Declan Rice. You're taking it out on me. No, but it's
your energy.
To do.
Your energy. You're giving. It's like chill out. Chill out.
Why
bro.
Should my energy be chill out? You lot of deal with it.
You don't need to win.
Wow.
You don't need to win.
Hey, do you know what kills
like,
you about Arsenal?
Need to.
Arsenal were good, and there's no evidence.
This is it, Dan.
Arsenal are good, and there's no evidence.
Yeah.
Nah.
There's no evidence.
Why is there three points evidence?
Every week.
There's
points.
Only no evidence to you because you watch football like once
no.
every month.
You
probably.
Lot are not getting trophies.
Hey, wait. This is the first time there's been one Arsenal fan on this panel, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's getting their kicks in on you now.
Jordy, who's the best signing under Erik ten Hag? You got Anthony Hoyland, Casemiro, Mount, wow. Martinez, Onana, Malacia, wow. Amrabat.
Only one.
Ericsson,
I would have to say
Evans.
That I don't love any of the signings, but I'm going to go with Lisandro Martinez.
Yeah.
However, I'm not happy with him.
Why?
Because I don't rate injuries, bro. I'm sorry.
And it's not controllable.
We spoke about this. Yes, it is. Stop eating Rice Krispies before bed.
Like, well,
Rice Krispies? Eat properly.
Didn't, I feel like it's a dig at me.
William Saliba started every league and Champions League game for Arsenal this year.
Come on,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Go that, and last step season. Up.
As a centre-back, that's the kind of consistency you're paying for.
What do you mean? Last season, he was injured, though.
And it cost them. Wow. And it cost them.
It didn't cost them because they said the only reason why they didn't win the league because Saliba got injured. He's played every game this year. And he's still not going to win the league.
How are you getting these injuries these early? You shouldn't be getting injured at these ages. You should be indestructible at 24.
Yeah, but something's going on at United. We've had too many injuries.
You took Arsenal's doctor, you know.
It's probably that. Trojan horse.
And we had bad injuries back in the day. We've cleaned that up. Why did you take our doctor?
Martinez has three different injuries as well, by the way. Foot injury, then a knee injury, then a calf injury.
Yeah, but that, it's because it's one leads to the other, isn't it? The knee bone's connected to the
leg bone.
You get it?
I do believe though that players, a lot of players that get excessive injuries all the time, you got to look at how you are living.
There's too many injuries over
there. Then you've got a company who done everything, spent I think 1.3 million a year on like his own physio team, and he still got injured. So sometimes
who's
company,
that?
Company.
Jordy and Margs, who's your second best signing under Erik ten Hag?
Oh, I'd have to hear the list again, T.
I've got it.
You don't know who you signed, rude boy?
There's a lot of people.
In the 2 years.
Anthony, Hoyland, Casemiro, Mount, Onana, Malacia, Amrabat, Bayindir, Weghorst, Dubravka, Eriksson, Evans, Butland, Sabitzer, and Reguilon.
Butland?
Well, I know you don't like him, but obviously, like, I'll be honest with you. Like I said, he started the season poorly. It was mainly Champions League and that. Then, while we've been conceding 30 shots every game, he's been actually exceptional. And then obviously there was a little wobble a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not watching all that.
No,
it's Onana, man.
You should watch that, mate.
It's Onana.
You should watch that, bro. Come on.
His XG, it prevented his saves. He's made more saves in the league than anybody.
He's supposed to.
He's got clean sheets.
He's made more mistakes than anybody.
He's got XG presented goals. No, he's made a few errors leading to goals.
Lot,
but again, that's what goalkeepers do. And when you ain't got a solid...
It's their jobs to make mistakes.
He single-handedly got you lot knocked out of the Champions League.
When you ain't got... I said the performances in the Champions League were bad, but everybody was. And when you ain't got a proper back line in front of you, he hasn't played with the same back four maybe one time all season. All this stuff counts.
The mistakes that you saw, they don't worry you for next season.
You can pile on all you want. He is a good goalkeeper, bro.
I'm not doubting that. I feel like he's got good attributes, like his distribution's sick, he's a great shot stopper, but you know, like concentration. I just feel like if he had a great defence in front of him, I'd be scared for you lot. I feel like if he had nothing to do for 80 minutes and he had to make a shocking save, he would make a mad mistake.
You just go watch a compilation of the stuff David De Gea was doing the season before, yeah? The way we were set up, yeah, you got to call him David the way he's playing, yeah?
Like David Vianic.
the way we were set up last year with that defensive record that we had, if Onana was in goal, we might have pushed Arsenal for second.
Whoa.
He just said it and looked down.
If Onana's not getting tested and he's got a
like waiting and he gets tested, his concentration probably ain't good enough to.
He went to the Champions League final. This narrative that you are trying to make on Milan team, nonsense.
They wasn't supposed to win that. They wasn't the best team in the Champions League. He was under pressure a lot in those games.
Yeah, that I remember. Done his job.
Exactly. He's good when he's under pressure. But when he's not under pressure and then he's got to wait, like Poet said.
We've been under that's pool. What I'm trying to say.
We've been under pressure the whole year, bro.
They face about 1,000 shots a game, yeah. Manchester United, but you could talk about their defence and it's key. It's key. Their goalkeeper.
Oh, you changed T.
It's key.
Oh, cuz. You're acting up, man.
Two episodes.
Oh, cool. So
who changed key? What? Who changed team?
Ignore him. literally two t-shirts. Not even expensive t-shirts.
Alright, cool.
T-shirts had enough.
They're not even expensive.
What's that? What's that?
Jordy's like,
Manchester United's defence is key. It's poor. It's sloppy. There's a billion excuses. So why have you only scored two more goals than Luton Town this season?
Wow. What? No, what?
That is.
Are you being serious?
Because Luton are good.
Hoy Lizzie. Hey, Hoy Lizzie. Talk to me about Hoy Lizzie. I said,
give him the floor.
I don't think it's Hoyland's fault. I don't think it's Hoyland's fault. Is it Bruno's fault? 18 goal contributions, I believe, this season.
When are you going to say Rashford?
Bruno's tried. He's not. Bruno's tried. They've played him deeper than he should be a lot of the season as well. Like, just the whole setup. You know the wickedest thing, yeah? Obviously, like, the gaffer's got to be held accountable. The players need to stand up and be counted, but the gaffer's got to be held accountable for a lot of decisions that he's made. You get what I'm trying to say? And a lot of the stuff that he's done, there's no real reasoning behind it. It don't make sense. We ain't been playing good. It's not like we've been creating an abundance of chances and whatnot. So obviously you're making Hoyland look bad, but sometimes the guy gets no shots in the game. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily always his fault. And just the whole setup of the team, like from back to front, it's just been terrible this season.
It's the gaffer's fault then.
Yeah.
It has to be the gaffer's fault.
Gaffer's meaty.
No, when you look at the team, they're not coached well. That's what I get from looking at the team.
That's the long and short of it, though.
They're not coached well.
Are they? Or are the players media as well?
The players are definitely media as well.
It's a bit of both, but when I look at it, they're not coached well. There's no formula. When you watch Arsenal, when you watch Man City, it's formulaic.
Like, Ten Hag is a coach.
I don't think they're that
meaty. This is why I'm baffled.
Yeah, but Dan, you kick ball, bro. Not every single coach you go to is going to be able to bring the best out of you.
We are talking like the top 10 coaches in the world. Like, you'd expect them to be able to make something.
Ten Hag isn't top 10 in the world, bro.
He was before he signed for United.
When? According to who? No, he wasn't.
He's top 15.
Of course he was.
No, he wasn't.
Of course he was.
He was top 19.
But he ain't been getting the right players in because we've said it before. Mark Overmars, who is extremely good at picking the players.
He's a fan too, by the way.
Or Phil Fellas.
No, he's a... Freaky
fan,
ass.
Massive fan, freaky ass.
Oh wow, okay. Wait, Mark, can I say something, Mark, without you getting triggered?
Go on.
So you,
I heard that word in time.
You, when we spoke about Hoyland before, he had that purple patch, and during that purple patch, you spoke up. You got confident.
Wow.
And then after the purple patch died, we questioned you and said, "Is it a good signing?"
Yeah, it still
at
is.
At the time, okay. At the time, you said it's a good signing. Still, he's young, this, that, and the other.
I still believe it's a good signing.
But for the money, and now another 5-6 performances,
and it's still
are
potential.
Still
and even if you look
potential,
if you look over the course of it, all goals. Well, how many goals has he got? All comps, because he's probably still just about one.
In the Premier League, he's got 9-2, right? So 11 goal contributions. Last year, he got 10.
Does he do anything like well?
It's in keeping with how he's been moving his whole career. It's not necessarily disappointment. It's not necessarily.
But you got eyes as well, though, right?
Yeah, he looks good.
Can't ask you.
You think in the last 6 weeks he's looked like a good player? No, but he's I'm not saying this is his fault. I'm saying
he's like Rooney. Rooney used to
What?
Yeah, Rooney used to get injured. And
bury him in the Stretford then. Wait.
Rooney used to get injured and he wouldn't come back firing straight away. He needs a run of games to get a goal.
Isn't it been like 8 games now though?
That's how many usually he needs. 6-7 6-7 then he'll start. Yeah, 6. Trust me, I'm a United fan. Rooney used to get injured and used to come back and be miles off it. I promise you. And he has to play his way back into form, bro.
Be honest though, when Rooney wasn't scoring, he was still doing stuff for the team.
The team's a shambles. It's not his fault. He's a 20-year-old kid.
But is it a good signing? Is it a good signing?
I believe he's a good signing. Yeah. We still needed another striker. We still need another striker anyway.
40 games.
And 14 goals.
And 14 goals.
Yeah, so he's 6 shy of 1-2.
6 shy of 1-2.
See how we did that? That is a political answer.
I'm just saying, and he's been 1-2 his whole career, so it's in keeping with what he's going on with.
I think the quality control from a lot of the top teams has gone through the floor recently. And I think you're just buying a lot of potential and a lot of men that you've seen do a couple good, you're buying them off their purple patch, but that is not
definitely punting that, on strikers.
Like, you know, like before, you'd play your same 11, like they're tried and tested, they've been through the pressure test, like they are the real thing, they're primed at 27, like they that we knew what we was getting. And when one of them's out, you start saying, I'll settle for a draw here. Now, we've got a squad of 25. Pretty much every team's got a squad of 25. It almost don't even matter which one's playing.
I think it's very rare in this day and age that everyone gets their 11s now.
All the time, because injuries.
Yeah, so I think now they're just preparing.
But why?
Their 11. But I think, you know what? Dan's right here. I think in the sense of like Arsenal, Man City, they've got their teams. Like they've got a real good starting teams. Or starting nine, probably.
Yep.
Fast eight.
But there's a question. Wayne Rooney wants us to ask it. Is it because players are saying they're injured when they're not injured? Or Man United saying they're injured when they're not injured?
Majority of players ain't never 100% in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So taking so long to come back, there is something behind it.
Do you know what? I'll be real, yeah. Just going back to Højlund, yeah, I'm not going to lie. And this is my opinion watching him this season. I genuinely think Nicholas Jackson is better than Højlund.
100%.
I think he's better than Højlund.
Based on the evidence of this season, 100%.
Nicholas Jackson's a handful. Like, he troubles defenders. He's one of the only players, I think, that troubled Saliba a little bit.
Some players only score. So Højlund is a goal scorer. That's it.
No. But before he's not though. United, he wasn't.
Well, what else was he?
What are you talking about? He was outside the box.
Yeah, hey, Steve, I'm with you. He's not just a goal scorer. He wasn't just a goal scorer before.
Who?
Højlund.
Højlund.
So what was he?
Bro, if he was just a goal scorer, he'd scored 19 goals his whole career before that.
Bro, he's young. Are you
not
sick?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he's not scoring goals, he doesn't give you much
more. But he did. He used to run the channels. He used to do bits. I watched his highlights.
Where?
Atalanta.
Exactly.
Oh. You set me up.
Yeah.
Even before we signed him, he wasn't super prolific like that either. Since he's been playing them leagues, he's 1-2.
So then why did you slap Sevi on him?
Yeah.
Potential. They wanted him.
So all right then. Wait. One sec. Here's a question then. Margs, 70 mil. You liked him. He was a goal scorer. You've got him. He's scored some goals, gone through very lean patches. Mismanaged?
I don't want to say mismanaged. I want to say the team's not set up right. The team's not been playing good this year.
That's mismanagement.
He doesn't want to blame Ten Hag.
I'm thinking about like man management and that him making him do the right things. The whole team as a whole. It's not something that I would highlight Højlund for and make him a scapegoat for. The whole attack is off and it's not right.
Yeah, but then who's going to take responsibility?
The gaffer takes responsibility always.
No, some of the players do. Bruno takes responsibility on the field. Maguire for the past few weeks.
But mismanagement takes responsibility away from Højlund.
That's true. 100%.
Look at the goals he scored. Go and look at his highlights, the way he scored. He's not like he's getting bare goals a game. It's not like Darwin Nunes is getting bare chances and doing psycho things. He's feeding the fumes and scraps. He might as well not even be on the pitch.
So let's talk about management.
All right, go ahead then.
Because let's talk about the managers in the Premier League with that squad. Are we saying Højlund's running around only receiving passes from Onana if Postecoglou's the manager? Or if Arteta's the manager?
Or even if Poch is the manager.
Let me tell you the truth, yeah? I thought that, especially with the goalkeeper, because I was watching, I played Cam De Gea last season. Every time he touched the ball, we basically just say we're going to give up control of the ball like, and just lose possession and stuff like that. And I thought he wanted to play controlled football. So I thought Onana would change everything with the style. He's changed the style, but it's not for the better. It's more to his detriment. Like we're not playing good football, innit? The thing that threw me off is it's his own admission. He's come out and said, I'm never going to play football like how I did at Ajax at Manchester United. That's the only thing that's confusing.
And why did he say that? He said, because I ain't got the players.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Because he said never.
Forget that. He ain't got the Eredivisie.
Yeah, why would he say never? Why wouldn't he just say in not yet or in the yeah right now? Why wouldn't he say that?
Because he knows they're not going to get the player because he's asked for players.
English ain't his first language. I hear you. English ain't his first language.
Low testosterone.
Maybe he's asked for players. Maybe he's asked for certain players and he just knows he's not going to get the players that he wants because it doesn't suit Man United.
Can I ask you
that United? If
so
you think that's
Martinez,
the case.
Martinez, Antony's his players, boy.
That's what I was going to say. But maybe he's asked for more. I'm saying maybe. Devil's advocate. Yeah?
No one else is going to sign Antony and Martinez based upon the evidence. Or maybe Martinez. But Antony, no one's signing that.
Antony was firing. We all would have took a punt on Antony. We all would have before. We all would have.
Maybe not for 90 million, though.
None of us are professional Premier League scouts. I'd like to think a professional Premier League scout might have had better insight.
I'm not being funny, but there is people that play Football Manager that are now getting professional league scout jobs.
Nah, he was cooking on Football Manager.
He was going crazy.
And to be fair, there's something to say about the gaffer again because people keep saying like, oh, he signed Antony and Kudus was there and all that. And you can check, he weren't playing Kudus like that.
No.
Like Ten Hag. Kudus come after. He weren't playing Kudus like that.
Same way he's not playing Ahmad like that.
Cristiano Ronaldo clashed with him.
Yes.
And obviously ended with him doing a press conference, Piers Morgan interview. Like
legendary.
Aged
so well, that interview.
It doesn't matter if what he said was right. It was wrong. It's not about what he said.
What do you mean? He said the facilities are shit and your roof is leaking. He said your facilities are shit and it's literally leaking, Old Trafford.
Our current player, Cristiano Ronaldo, sitting down with Piers Morgan talking by the club. That was wrong.
That ain't happening at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying what he was saying was wrong, because forget that was wrong. That move, what he done, that was wrong.
Hey, brother, 100% in old football, in our days, the way that we grew
any
up,
football.
But nowadays, with so much stuff that gets said and something, loads of stuff gets leaked, not only your roof, like he had to protect himself. Killed Ronaldo. You. He had to protect himself.
Protect himself to get a move to Saudi Arabia.
That's it.
Come on, man.
No, but we never look at Ronaldo ever as a dead baller, though. It don't matter how he's playing. It's Ronaldo.
No, but he left in a way that was like... Oof.
Wasn't he their top scorer the season before?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it don't matter?
The team was playing...
Bro,
the...
he spends Ten Hag's yearly salary on one watch. Ronaldo is the big stepper for Ten Hag. You can't chat to him.
The performances dropped. Oli was cooking before Ronaldo came there. So Ronaldo...
Cooking?
Yeah.
That was microwave.
This from a Spurs fan.
That was an air fryer. He worked
from
cooking.
A Spurs fan.
That was an air fryer. So?
Allow it.
So
a...
I can still have an objective opinion on football.
That's not objective. You're talking
he
nonsense.
He was in the air fryer, Oli, man. That weren't real cooking.
Oli Gunnar Solskjaer did come out a few months ago and say, yeah, like I had this whole plan. We were doing well. And then they said Ronaldo. And I was like, you can't say no to Ronaldo. But he meant that he had to completely change. And it, what he said, and this is why it's credible, because he said it changed everything. We even had to sell Dan James.
Sold my guy.
Ronaldo hit his goals, but as a performance, as a team, we was worse off.
Mate,
that's
at
facts.
At the time, the general consensus, I don't know if that's the right word for
that's
it.
That's a
right?
good word, yeah. Steve-O.
Was that Oli was poor.
No, that's not general consensus. That was haters.
Oli at the wheel, everyone was taking the...
Oli at the wheel,
yeah, because Oli at the wheel started because we was flying.
But then everyone took the mick out of it.
But hindsight, was he better than Ten Hag?
Of course he was, but you lot didn't protect him. At this table, you
so
lot didn't
why
protect
did you sack him?
Him?
That's what I want to know.
Oli finished second and third, you know.
No, wait, Jordy's just led us down a great path there. That was coming next because you lost 5-0 to Liverpool.
Yeah, that's why
then
we sacked him.
You lost 7-0 to Liverpool with Eric
Ten
Hag.
Yeah, we're not that's all Raven. we didn't think that's coming again.
He can't see in the future. You're
talking about.
I didn't want Oli to get sacked here, but it's the same kind of thing that's happening with Ten Hag when he's talking about all this stuff when it's going wrong and all that. It falls on the leader. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, and he's got to take responsibility for the things that's going on. And sometimes it gets to a point where it's like, it's on you. We can't. It's easier to replace one person than it is to place a squad of 25.
To be honest, Ten Hag has to go. You know that,
bro. That's we can make this a short.
Yeah, Ten Hag needs to go.
No, because of what happened and the results at the time, just looking for to change, looking for answers. So yeah. Oli, it's your head on the line. But Oli shouldn't have went. We was like he done good. He shouldn't have went. He was good. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm gonna say with Ten Hag now, this season's been terrible. And if you're gonna put the blame on someone, at the end of the day, the leader has to take responsibility.
Is he the leader? I think Ten Hag.
Well, he's
might
the head.
Be,
of the, he's the head, innit?
He might be an influencer. He might be head of media relations, because I'm not seeing him do anything except come out and do interviews.
I hate his interviews. He's such a liar. He's such a liar. He doesn't believe a word he says, you know.
Hey, Marks, could it be a thing where he's actually a good manager, yeah, but just under these circumstances, it's too much for him?
Yeah, I think, you know what it is? This club's killed him.
Can I ask you something, Marks?
Go on.
Root on football. Are you Ten Hag in?
I'm never a manager out.
Can you not see right now this is actually going bad? Like, I'm not saying Ten Hag.
It's not going bad. It's gone
Ten
bad.
Marks.
He said Ten Hag.
He even looks like Ten Hag now. You even look like Ten Hag.
He said you even look like.
This season, United have lost 3-0 at home to Bournemouth. They've lost 2-1 at home to Fulham. They've lost 2-1 away at Forest.
We lost like 9 at home or something, didn't it?
You've lost your last two. Crystal Palace 4-0. Arsenal 1-0.
Embarrassing.
Theater of nightmares.
And they're going to blame Fernandes not being there. That's what they're going to say. Oh, Fernandes ain't there. That's why we're losing.
Even though
scoring.
They hate Fernandes.
But they hate him.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
A man without a plan. Yeah. A man without a plan plans to fail.
You don't hate Fernandes, man.
No.
You don't hate Fernandes, do you?
Bruno?
Yeah.
No, I love Bruno. Okay,
he's overrated, though.
We don't talk about Bruno. He's better than Madison.
He's that guy, though. He's a guy. And without
what guy?
Him, we'll be finished. He's that
what guy?
Guy? He's a top boy in the league. He's
nah,
a guy.
Man.
He's a
good.
Guy.
He's not great. He's not greatness.
He's a guy for
he's
us
not with
Skepta
in them. He's good. He's not greatness.
With all the whole Dan Ashworth, Jason Wilcox, the other City guy they took, they're tearing it all down. They're trying to get the best in class. They're trying to sort it
he's
out.
He's not even yours yet,
if
Dan
all
Ashworth.
All them man there, coming, yeah, man. Ain't got an idea of where to step next. There's no point making a move. They need to wait. They need to hold tight because it's already done bad already. So there's no point kicking Ten Hag out.
It can get worse.
It can get much worse.
Yeah, that's cool. But there's no. But they've got a plan for the next step.
But part of the plan needs to, he needs to go regardless.
this season, you've lost at home, again, just to list some more home defeats. You lost at home to Brighton. You lost at home to Palace. They did the double over you. One of those was Roy Hodgson.
Bro, you're instigator. What?
You've lost at home to Galatasaray. You lost at home to City. Lost at home to Newcastle.
It's bad.
Lost at Bournemouth, Bayern Munich. Lost at home to Fulham.
He's even doing Champions League.
Lost at home
He's even doing Champions League.
Arsenal.
You lot hate your fans, man. Why do you not lose at home so much?
Yeah.
Why not more away? What the hell, bro?
You hate the dreams. What kind of dream is actually... Am I a dream selling, fam? You man are dead.
I think we've lost more away this year still.
You've lost 14 games in the Premier League. I've never seen this in my life at Man United.
I've got a question.
Yeah, you turn left.
Yeah. Good work. Good work.
I've got two names here, yeah?
Uh-oh.
I've got Jack and I've got Andy.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Which name do you think has played more in the Premier League, Jack or Andy?
Andy. Andy. 100%. Andy Sinton, Townsend. Andy Johnson, Andy Townsend.
Andy Sinton.
Andy.
Cole. You think there's been more Andys than Jacks, yeah?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah. Good one though. Jack Colback, Jack Wilshere.
Jack Rodwell.
Jack Grealish, Jack Rodwell. Ooh.
All the Jacks are coming up.
Jack Butland. Collison, Jack Butland.
Jackie Barley.
And the thing is, Andy. Not that many Andrews are Andy.
Yeah, it's true.
Some are Drew.
Andrew Cole doesn't count no more.
There is no Drew. There is no Drew.
It's true.
He says some of them are Drew. So if you meet a Drew, their name's Andrew.
Yeah.
Is it?
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not all the
but
time.
No, no, really no.
I swear down. My dad called himself Drew, not Andy.
Is it?
Yeah, he's Jamaican now. He can't call himself Andy.
Of course he is. Andy, bruv. Andy's a Jamaican name.
Nah, Drew, man.
It's Andrew, so man. Wait, you can't say Andy.
Could your name be Neil?
What?
Daniel.
Daniel. Oh, yeah, you could be Neil.
Jason Yule.
Oh, my gosh. I never even tried that before.
Wait, is your name Daniel?
Yeah.
What? I just never thought of that. I never thought of that. I just thought it was Dan.
You're sick.
Obviously, his name's Daniel. Obviously, but I've never looked at you and thought that. Like, you're always just Savage Dan.
Neil's cold. I never even considered that.
Hold on. What is your government, Mark?
He's Andy, man. No,
Andy.
Oh my God, Andy.
That's Andy.
Andy.
Dre.
I'm Kev. It's Kev. I'm just Kev.
Kevin, don't do that. It's Kevin.
I'm Kev.
Don't say Kev. It's Kevin.
Vin.
Oh, but you could be Vin.
Yeah. Vinny, yeah.
Vinny. Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Evie, you could be Evie.
Oh my gosh. Is Vinny for Kevin?
Hey, it is. I'm Vinny. Everyone call me Vinny now, please.
Poet. In the first 2 years of Erik ten Hag, we've already mentioned Anthony, Højlund, Casemiro, Mount Martinez. Obviously, Arteta is considered to have had quite a rough first 2 years at Arsenal. I just want to list some of his signings. I just want to get your feedback on whether or not you think a few of yours might match those levels.
Yes.
First two seasons, you're talking Ben White, Thomas Partey, Martin Odegaard, Gabriel, Aaron Ramsdale, Tomiyasu. Obviously, you've also got Lokonga, Mari, Tavares, Renarsson, Cedric, Willian and Ryan. But do you think Man United are going to have a 5 or 6 like White, Partey, Odegaard, Gabriel, Ramsdale, Tomiyasu from the players that we've listed?
That will come good.
Anthony, Højlund, Casemiro, Mount, Martinez, Anana, Malicia, Amrabat.
No one's seen Malicia for yonkers.
They saw him 3 weeks ago.
Oh, he's back.
I see he's back.
Yeah, he's back 3 weeks ago. Yeah,
where?
Praise the Lord. In the gym.
I don't think that's an injury, you know.
My friend, I won't name his name, that I played with, had a sexual transmitted disease. And that messed up his knee. So obviously it went to his knee and his knee swelled up.
Chlamydia can go to your knee?
I got knee.
Stevo, you've got a knee injury.
Daniel, Neil, Neil.
That's it, Neil.
Neil.
Yeah. Now my knee's not swollen, it's fluid thing. Hey, Dre's busting up.
Dre's killing me.
Jordy.
Yes, T.
Which Manchester United player has improved under Erik ten Hag?
Under Erik ten Hag, Dalot. I'm going to have to say...
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh.
Dalot is the third most used player by ten Hag as a Man United manager.
Garnacho improved. Garnacho improved.
Well, he improved from being a kid to now playing football. Yeah.
Oh, he took Dalot from me. Garnacho hasn't improved.
Garnacho's decent. You just stop knocking him.
Now, Garnacho's all right.
All right. But they're saying one. They were saying one, the kid.
McTominay improved.
Did he?
Huh? For Scotland, yeah.
Who has 10 marks actually improved, honestly?
Dalot, Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka, I don't jump out and say Wan-Bissaka.
We know Wan-Bissaka did it himself because he put it on Instagram.
What about Luke Shaw? What about Luke Shaw?
Does he still play football, Luke Shaw?
Not now, but what about Luke Shaw?
I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer improved him.
Are you going to give him Kobbie Mainoo, though? Are you going to give Ten Hag's Kobbie Mainoo?
He came from a kids. Like,
don't let me have youngers. So they don't want... They want
so he hasn't
him
developed
up.
Him?
They're boxing him up, bro.
We'll know about the development later on. You can't say he's developed him after what?
So later on, but when you
two seasons,
100%.
But let's talk about players they've gone. Let's talk about
Rashford hit 30 goals on Ten Hag.
Let's talk about players who went backwards. Then did Rashford go backwards?
Did he went forwards then backwards? So he's in the same place. So
yeah, I'll give him that.
He went forward then backwards.
You don't think
so
he's
in the same place
back than he was before the started?
30 goals last year. Nah.
No, but now,
nah.
But now.
Nah.
I have a seven goals, Muggs.
Wait, I have a theory on Rashford though. I have a theory on Rashford.
Oh, Craig? By the way, Craig Mitch is a big Rashford endorser for the years gone by.
I am. And I have a theory on Rashford. I have a theory on him. I genuinely believe, and there's no real merit to this. I believe when he fell out with Jadon Sancho, that was the moment Rashford fell out with Ten Hag. This is what I believe.
He didn't fall out with Rashford.
No, but I believe Rashford fell out with him. What do you mean? He relegated him to the under-18s.
You said Rashford fell out with Sancho.
No, I said when Ten Hag relegated him and said for the tweet.
Oh, that's true. Rashford weren't happy about it.
Yeah, I think Rashford. I think he washed his hands of it.
I'm giving you that tea. I know for a fact Rashford weren't happy about
that. These two are boys, Sancho and Rashford. So when you come to Carrington and you see my man training over there with the kids, and then you lot finish training, you go hang out afterwards, and then he's just about him to you. You're just gonna be like, yeah. That guy.
I'm giving you that first hand information. Rashford weren't happy about that.
100%, he weren't happy about that.
Doesn't matter. He's in the Champions League final now, man. He leveled up. He's back.
Yeah, he's Champions League final now. That looks horrible on Ten Hag.
Remember, Ten Hag used to play Anthony over Kudus.
He's putting in poor performances. He's going tape with you, man's things.
Can
that.
I say that as well, though? Thank you. Keep wait. You know what? Wait, Margs. I love the energy because the general consensus in the room when we talked about Sancho during the season is that, oh, Sancho hat, bear jokes on him. What, now you feel sorry and all that. What's going on there?
Feel sorry for you.
What?
What's going on here?
I can tell jokes
not
and
you,
feel sorry
you.
For you. Oh,
not
oh,
you,
oh.
Not you, not you. All right, calm down. Yeah? Hey, bro.
You got me.
No, but for real.
That's getting edited out. You apologising.
No, that, man. Sorry, bro.
He's done the J. Colton. Man can't do the J. Colton.
He's not moving like Sancho never had a chance. Like, he ain't been given opportunities to play for Manchester United. He's played over 50 games for us, bro.
Margs, he started really good at one stage. When I said he was going to get into the team of the season.
I'll be honest with you. It's not enough. And you know the wickedest thing, yeah?
But it's because of Ten Hag.
Maybe that's the argument. Maybe it's the manager and maybe a different manager and a different approach will get something different out of him. But as it stands, he's the gaffer, yeah? And he's been there and it's not enough. It's not enough. I personally ready to see him go.
But you just said Sancho he was him
or Ten Hag?
Sancho.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I think a Man United...
I don't want him back.
A Man United fan can look at Jadon Sancho today, regardless of how they feel about Erik ten Hag, and say, your future is not at this club.
Yeah, it's not at this club, bro.
Nah, man. I would only agree with that if it was like two players that were playing bad. Like, your whole team...
But they all need to go.
No. One man.
The manager.
Yeah, bro. Come on, Mars, man. Come on, man. You're better
Why
than
Why won't
this,
you
Mark?
Turn on your manager?
I never turn on my manager. A new manager's going to walk in with the same bunch of to deal with, and then you're going to be saying the same thing in 18 months. You're going to be saying the exact same thing in 18 months, bro.
Hey, I watched Tuchel come in. Yeah, and he came in and he had the same players, the exact same players that Lampard had.
Go on then.
And he won Champions League with them. And not he didn't just fluke it, but we dominated game after game after game. Okay. We were running the show. It's the same team. And you know how it is. You have the right teacher, you're more productive in class. Like the right manager, you will get the right results.
And you've also started this by saying that actually it won't be the same. It will be different as of this summer. Dan Ashworth and Sir Jim Radcliffe, and you have said it's different. So, would you, if you own that club, and you said, right, we're underperformed again, we've got a load of players that are actually too old. You overspent on Casemiro, old man. You probably want him gone.
We're trying to recoup.
Good luck.
We're going to recoup.
What do you point at with Erik ten Hag's Manchester United tenure and say this is why he stays?
Look, I'm just saying, we don't panic.
Yeah, he's talking about how obviously things can get worse. It's already done, gone bad, especially if we're out of Europe. So we need to put everything in place so we know what our next steps are. Identify who our gaffer is, what who matches everybody's ideas and ideologies of football within the backroom staff and all that. And we need to identify that person and go for them and bring them in. And if we can't do that next season now, if that's not, if we ain't got the right answers now, there is no point kicking him out. Let's just leave it.
That's just a rubbish
thing. The whole thing's rubbish. The whole, it's a show.
Yes, that's poor custodianship. If you think that your team can achieve European football, if you believe that your team can not lose 7-0 to Liverpool next year, make a change to improve.
Thank you. Maybe the guy who he wants not available
okay,
yet.
Okay, 4-0 to 4-0 to Palace then. You
who's
that
guy? Who is that?
For you.
Don't say Zidane.
Because Glasner came from nowhere to get that
Zidane,
Palace job.
Zidane might not shrink under the pressure because he's obviously Zidane. So he might not shrink under the pressure of Manchester United.
It's,
so there's something to be said there.
It's someone's job to find good managers. It's not yours. So you might look out and go, there's no good manager there. But
there
Palace
is Leverkusen,
found one.
But
Palace
obviously
found one.
He wants to stay in Germany.
The Zerbi.
Would you take Tuchel?
I'm a Deserby man.
You should take Tuchel's better than Ten Hag, as far as I'm concerned.
Why is he better than Ten Hag?
What do you mean, why is he better? He's won the Champions League.
It might be all right next year, if we took him. But then the season after that, I think that'll be another 18-month job.
Your thing's so bad that there is no like quick fix. It's not like 1 year and you lot are back. But I'm saying Tuchel is a good man manager. And he's like, you know, like the kind of guy. Bro, I look at Ten Hag, he looks like someone who I just don't want to be around.
He looks broken. He
you
looks broken.
Saying, like, no, I'm being serious. Like, I don't want to see. I don't want to see him out. Man, I don't want to
see.
I don't want to be around him.
Blazer with a polo like shirt.
You saying a blazer and a polo shirt?
Too early. Horrible.
It was terrible. Horrible.
I see summer costumes. He did it last year.
Jordy, thank you, Margs, for not answering my question. Yeah. So I'm going to ask Jordy if he's got an answer.
Thank you.
What could you point to under Erik ten Hag's stewardship of Manchester United that says that's a reason for him to be manager next year?
A reason to be manager
positive,
next year.
Look at
his voice is trembling already.
Something
boy.
Negative where you could say it might not be that negative next year. Something positive.
If I'm to be positive about it, I would say no injuries. I want to see.
That's not positive.
Are you joking me? He's not. Wait, answer the question.
So give me something positive. Something you've seen that says that's a good manager that will manage Manchester United well next year.
Promoting youth. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Although he is playing a DM at centre back terribly, rather than play the young centre back he's got on the bench.
That was crazy.
That was nuts, bro.
That was crazy.
The high pressing works, and the transition football. What he's trying to do, the winning the ball up high, it actually works. The only problem is that the defensive line's too low. He just needs to move them up a bit and contents the pitch.
Wait, who's playing high pressing football? Are you talking about Ten Hag?
He presses high from the front, yeah.
What? Dude, not on Sunday, bro. Casemiro's in the stands.
I don't know when. Obviously, he's trying to learn.
He's trying to change it. If you've watched us most of the season, this is what the problem is. This is why the big gaps in the midfield are, because the midfielders ain't got the legs to do what he's doing either. He's pressing up, making his man trigger the press high up front from the strikers. The defence, he's making them sit low. And then there's a disconnect in there, and there's a big gaps. And that's why you are running through our midfields. These are things that he's been doing purposely, and it's not working. That's the way he's had them set up. That's what he's been doing.
So he's been doing something purposely that's not working, that's made you lot eighth, and you want to keep him. What's the next thing to go? Like, he needs to go, bro.
Marks, take the bikini off.
Mitch, remember when we were Arsenal, played Manchester United last season, we lost 3-1? Didn't I scream this side is terrible?
Yes. Hey, Marks, that's so I'm clear. I'm a bit tired at the moment. Yeah, listen. Yeah, Marks. So if we had to do bulletin points, if we had to knock him out.
Bulletin points.
Bulletin
points. Yeah. There we go.
Why would you want to keep him? So the high press?
No, because he sees the style of football could be okay if it was.
If he tweaks some things.
But I hear what you're saying about the high press, though. But do you not watch Marcus Rashford in that high press and just think
he doesn't press?
And then look at Bruno, kind of Bruno. I love Bruno.
You've been playing too deep.
But the way that you lot want to play going forward, I don't think neither of those players suit that.
Did you see Bruno's interview? Because it looks like Bruno might be leaving.
Was it in Portuguese?
The Portuguese.
It was in Portuguese, right?
Yeah.
So did you hear it?
There's translations.
Wait. You're getting sassy now, Marks. You're getting sassy now.
No, it's all right. Go on. Paint your nails. I'm saying to you, if you read what we were saying on
the transcript.
He doesn't want to be there. And it looks like Rashford might leave as well. So if Rashford's
priced in, he's getting too much money. He ain't going nowhere.
Can I just say, I do feel bad in hindsight for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer today.
Facts.
I do feel like he was kind of given a bad run because the club really did try and just manage around him.
He was really good.
I don't think he was ever going to be like a Premier League winning manager, but he definitely wasn't as bad as
they made out
at the end. I worry that Ten Hag, I have none of the goodwill for at this point. He's done nothing to inspire me, nothing to impress me.
He's not even likable.
He's not. Doesn't seem to be likable. Doesn't seem inspirational. I don't know if him and Steve McLaren.
That's racism. You are racist.
Are you saying Ollie is the apex of post-Fergie era? Is he the best part of it?
Mourinho is, surely.
It has to be Jose.
Yeah, because he won Europa,
just
the Charity
like,
Shield.
Literally,
FA
he
Cup.
Won the most.
The feeling around the club at the time, yeah, what it turned to. And obviously, you know, Jose always does the 2 years thing and all that. Whatever, the first year, whatever, cool. The feelings around that club about that time, the players, everything, it was horrific.
That's because you chose Pogba over him.
People didn't want to turn up for work. Fans didn't want to go to the stadium. It was horrible.
Look at what he's saying, like it's any different now.
Ole was one penalty away from that thingy, though.
Yeah, true.
Ole was good. You know what? He might have been the apex. He might have been the peak.
We're doing all the ifs and the Jose's your most successful manager post Fergie.
Why did you lot suck him, by the way?
Sack who?
Jose.
No one knows. Only Daniel Levy knows that. No one knows to this day.
He had a cup final.
Yeah, why did you lose that cup? I don't understand.
It was literally 2 days after the Super League was announced. So the Super League was announced. All the fans started revolting for the Super League.
Not us.
Actually, it wasn't even 2 days. It was a day. I remember it. And then the next day, Spurs have sacked Jose Mourinho. It was Daniel Levy trying to take the heat off the Super League. That was my theory on it. Because the timing was a bit too...
Because you could have given him to the end of the season.
100%.
Jordy. Can you ask me that question, please?
I don't want to ask it to you, no man.
What?
I want to ask it to Tigo.
Oi.
Tigo, oi. Top three English Davids.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Huh? Seaman.
Seaman.
Dave, the rapper.
Okay.
Attenborough.
Chappelle. Beckham.
English Davids.
I'm going Attenborough over Beckham.
Yeah, man, so am I.
Williams.
That's good.
Williams.
All right, boys, look. 2 years of Ten Hag. I wanted to do this at the anniversary point because I do think he's probably losing his job.
Was
in
this
2 weeks.
Intervention for Margs or not?
Well, the crowd can decide.
He was under
that.
Pressure.
Hey, he's the defender.
Even his phone's Man United colour. I rate Margs. He is dedicated.
Look how immature that phone is, man. The phone is so immature. His phone looks like one of them red Air Max 90s.
Hey, Neil, that was funny. Trust.
Well, from Vinny, Neil, Andre, yes. And the rest of us, filthy at five.com. Thank you, Craig
Mitch.
Let's go.
Hey, can we Vinny?